On Friday, NASA Director Sean O'Keefe gave his State of the Union speech for the space agency. It was his first major outing since he took over 4 months ago. In it, he recalled one of NASA's most painful failures, the Challenger mission, which exploded shortly after takeoff, killing 6 astronauts and a schoolteacher. O'Keefe also pledged that the space agency would now try again.
NASA has an unfinished mission. The mission was begun in 1986, but it ended in tragedy for 7 families, for the NASA family, and for the world. It's time for NASA to complete the mission, to send an educator into space to inspire and teach our young people.
NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now to discuss O'Keefe's vision for NASA. David, who is this new educator that's headed for space?
Her name is Barbara Morgan, and she's an elementary school teacher in Idaho. You may remember that she was Krista McAuliffe's understudy, the backup for the woman who was the teacher to go up on Challenger. And the plan is to train her as a full-fledged astronaut and send her up after the bulk of the space station is assembled, maybe 2004, a little bit later, if things are on schedule. O'Keefe talked a lot about education. He pointed out that NASA has, if you counted up all the NASA employees, there are 3 times as many people working there over 60 years old as there are under 30, and he clearly wanted to rectify that. The space station is costing a lot more than planned, and he clearly wants to get the most out of it. He told the story of how a few weeks ago it was actually his birthday, and the astronauts on the space station called him to wish him a happy birthday, but he wasn't home, so they left a message on his answering machine. And when O'Keefe got home, he found his kids and just about every kid in the neighborhood playing the tape from outer space over and over and over again. And he seemed struck by that, and he really wanted to send someone up there who could communicate to kids, and he wanted the space to inspire young people. He also talked about a project that would put nano satellites, these small satellites, in orbit around different planets in the solar system and allow kids to get on the web and check out what was going on all over the solar system. So those are the sort of things he's thinking about education-wise.
The former NASA director Dan Golden's mantra was faster, better, and cheaper. Did Sean O'Keefe offer any similar catchy slogan?
He had a slogan, but it was sort of longer, broader, and vaguer. And it was to improve life here, to extend life to there, to find life beyond. And he talked a lot, actually, about the first part of that, which was about the Earth, using satellites to study pollution and climate change. At some point, he sounded like he was working for the Environmental Protection Agency. He talked a lot about protecting our home planet. He also talked about looking for life elsewhere in the universe, which is not new. But he talked about not just looking at near planets, but at looking at distant stars, and in 30 years being able to map out where continents were on planets around very distant stars. And that's a really long-term project. It would take putting up dozens of very precise satellites to be able to see that sort of thing. He did talk about doing one thing faster, which was trying to get to a destination quicker. And the way he proposed doing that was to use small nuclear reactors to power spacecraft. And they would use a lot less fuel. Scientists will tell you they can do it safely, but it certainly does carry a stigma.
NASA employees and some other critics have called O'Keefe something of a bean counter, a manager who was supposed to fix things and not necessarily to inspire. Do you think he's changed that image of himself at all?
I don't think he did. He did make a little joke about being a bean counter, but it didn't get very many laughs. He was speaking at Syracuse, where he had studied management, in front of a bunch of people who were also studying management. But some people at NASA are happy to have a numbers guy running things. I mean, they need someone who can keep them out of financial trouble. The space station, it has cost overruns of $5 billion. So the plan right now is to just build a scaled-back version of it. They're going to have to find a few extra billion if they want to finish it. So Sean O'Keefe's been called the bean counter, and some people inside NASA say that's exactly what they need.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Carva.
NPR's David Kestenbaum, NPR science correspondent.